The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Steve Elkins joining me from Florida on this Monday. And I'm looking at that, that information you sent over to me. The proficiency rating for that school is 23%, 51% lower than the state average. But it's, if you folks, if you think that school's bad, that ranks 30 out of 42, which means there are 12 more schools that are worse than this one.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, it is. Absolutely insane.
Uh-huh.
And people are paying for this, for the public school system. And let me remind you something, folks. Let me remind you something. If you do not believe me, go look it up for yourself. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto is to have a public school system to be used as a transmission belt for the propaganda. Where in the hell do you think this stuff is coming from?
Yeah.
You know, we can say the words, and people go, well, I don't know if that's true or not. It's true. And until you start getting a real grasp on reality and finding out where this is coming from and stand up against it, it will eat you alive.
Yeah. John, you do realize that with these low numbers, they're going to have to standardize the test and basically pass these kids through.
Oh, yeah.
The system.
Well, yeah. You take the proficiency rating of these students in order to get better numbers, you know, because we need funding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just keep lowering the standard and passing one injured child from one teacher to the next, to the next, to the next. Exactly. Is it any wonder, ladies and gentlemen, that our colleges look the way they do today? Right. Oh, my God. Dave in Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Hey, John. How are you doing, brother? Hope you're doing well. You guys just made my point. Hi, Steve. Man, I love you so much, brother. You guys just kind of made my point, because what are they going to do? Fail half the students and then go to the state for more funding? That's not going to happen. They're going to slide them through. And where does this come from except these leftist universities who turn out these teachers that believe it's okay to teach a failed ideology rather than how to balance a checkbook or read a newspaper or a job application? And what is going to become of these kids, John? You made the point perfectly. They have no future. This is the future of welfare. Yeah, I mean, right. You know, and they're obviously all on it anyway. What was it, 150, something like that, kids actually paying for lunch? I bet you they're Caucasian. That's just my bet.
67 kids.
67 kids that are actually paying full price for lunch?
Actually, you said not full price. They were reduced. Everybody else got the free one. Yeah.
Well, there was a little number in there, just over 100, if I did the math correctly, between those that were free and those that were reduced. You know, you're still talking about, 20% maybe of the student population whose families actually have enough initiative to earn enough money to take care of their children and then provide them with school lunches. But why would you send your kid to a school like that? I mean, that blows my mind. I thank God I was able to educate my kids rurally, where the student-to-teacher ratio was so much more beneficial to their being able to learn, you know, and they didn't have the distractions of the gangs. And one other point, Wisconsin and 45% Hispanic, kind of a long way from Mexico, you know. So, really.
Well, maybe closer to Canada. Maybe they walked across the border. You know, there's a short walk from Canada to Wisconsin.
It sure is a lot closer, isn't it?
Now, imagine, and let me slow your roll here for a second, Dave. Imagine if it's like that in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's it like in L.A.? What's it like in California or Arizona or New Mexico?
Well, you're not going to know because they're not going to tell the truth. And I suspect that these numbers were probably cooked to the advantage of the school. As atrocious as they are, you know that they're going to... They're trying to CYA is the name of the game when you want more government grants. And guys, I didn't call to really talk about this, but I was listening to you early on, and you were talking about the trolls, and I just wanted to encourage you both, John. I know how incredibly difficult it must be to try to hold a network together in this day and age when funding is under assault, your sponsors are under assault, you're getting it from all sides, and then. You have to deal with these constant trolls running through. But, you know, when you're over the target, brother, you're going to catch the flak. So exactly. I just want to encourage you both. I have so much respect for you as men. You are honest men. You're not afraid of your principles, and you're not afraid to fight. Now, brothers, you are dinosaurs in this day and age, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, there are too few of you, and please don't ever get discouraged. And I'm just going to hang up with this. Folks, please support RB and help John do this job. Help this network stay viable, because we just have to have them. And I'll just let you go. That's really what I wanted to tell you guys, is that I love you, and so many of us out here. If you're in a fight, you can call us. We'll be at your back.
Dave, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd like to have Dave in the foxhole with us here. You know, he's right. We're over the mark. We're over the target. They're very desperate right now. They're very desperate to come after independent media, because we're talking the truth and we're accountable for what we say. He's right. We're over the mark, and they're going to try some very, very drastic tactics to break up your network. This is normally, John, as I told you in the email, this tactic of trying to sabotage a network from the inside, of a loyalist coming in to a host and saying that he's talking bad about you and trying to cause animosity and problems between the hosts. This is normally done. This fashion is normally done in campaigns, where a loyalist, somebody's brought into a campaign because they believe he's a loyalist. He'd be a good fighting partner in the fight to win the election. And what he does is leak information, derogatory information about the candidate he's supposed to be the loyalist to basically sabotage from inside the campaign.
There is one or two criteria that I hold above all else, and one of those is loyalty. Right. Now, whether you're talking about loyal to my job, true to myself, true to a wife, true in whatever. You stay consistent, you stay upright, you have your principles, and you stick to them. And too many people are bending those principles. Steve, take this for a second, will you?
Sure. You know, I sleep like a baby at night. I really do. I don't go to bed saying, gosh, I should have done better. And I think that's the way we should all be. Those who don't understand what's going on here, I got an email from Michael Rivero today, basically pointing out, is this – he didn't believe it was true. It was a listener calling in and saying that – who called into my show 2 weeks ago had been venting. A couple of people been venting and saying about Michael Rivero some derogatory, nasty things. He cuts you off. He won't let you talk about these issues. My platform is, unless you start talking about seeing Bigfoots and Loch Ness monsters, you know, I'm open for listening to anybody. And there is a point where I will say, you know, that's nonsense. I'm cutting you off. You can't be serious. But I don't crap in the nest. The hosts on this network, we're all a team. We're on the same team. We're fighting the same battle here. And that's for truth. So what I suspect is this troll, I can't recall her name. I'm sure it's a fictitious name, Heather Ott, Ottot or something like that. Oxtot. Oxtot, that's it. Heather Oxtot. If you're listening, we know who you are, Heather. You're a troll. We know that. We're on to you, and you are not going to disrupt this team. It's not going to happen. You're not going to disrupt this team. We're a strong team. And Mike came back to me and said, Steve, I think this is a troll, a goon. I said, yep. And basically, like I said, usually we see this kind of tactic with on political campaigns where a loyalist comes in into your campaign and basically sabotages your campaign from the inside by leaking derogatory information about the candidate. And this is a tactic that is very, very desperate.
By the way.
These people are desperate.
By the way, that phone call, Tom Lacaver got confused as what time zone he was in. He thought I was off the air. He thought it was 10 minutes past the end of the show. And I go, no. And I said, what is so important that you're calling me? And he says, well, you're screwed up on the right day. I said, I got Steve Elkins. I said, he's covering for me. What's going on? And he, remember me, folks, talking about principle. Who are the people that are claiming to be leaders? Now, this came straight from Tom Lacaverra. He was watching Alex Jones, and Jones, there's a camera that's above his head, and sometimes they'll do a shot, switch it over to the camera that shows what information he's reading or whatever. Well, he had his phone there, and he was showing people apps, and he brushed the screen, and it moved. Oh, well, it moved to tranny porn on his cell phone. Ooh. Folks, the guy married a Jewish hooker, for God's sakes. Roger Stone, he and his wife are swingers down in Florida. That's where they live. You criticize Mr. Roger Stone for anything, and he'll say, basically, I don't care. I'm good at what I do. I don't care what you think. I started to notice a change in this man when Roger Stone came around. Now he's married to a Jewish hooker. Folks, people have been real hard on me going, well, you're just jealous of this guy or that or the other. No, I got pissed off because he started to claim that he was the voice of the patriot movement in this country. I've had enough of this crap as well. This guy, you better hope there's no heaven or hell. You better hope there's no God and the devil, you SOB, because you're going straight to hell. You want to talk about misrepresenting who and what you supposedly are? You righteous, hypocritical asshat? My God in heaven. Tranny porn? Really? Oh, my God. And it was right there for the world to see. If Tom Lacaverra saw it, everybody else did as well. Oh, my God. Pam in Michigan. Hello, Pam.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. wow, you lit my fuse now, John. I watched that video. In fact, I passed the link on to the principal at the school that I work at. And that happened a year ago.
Yes, it did. It happened June of last year.
Right. I don't know if either of you have seen the, you know, at the end of a video, there's like little frames that pop up that you can click on other videos.
Right.
Well, there was a follow-up to that one, and I watched that one also.
Okay, I mean, you have me at a disadvantage and the rest of the audience out there. You saw the add-on to this. Well, anything pertinent to report?
Oh yes.
Okay.
The head of the school board did apologize to her. The teacher was still kind of weepy, and she said, "You know, that video went viral due to no account of my own." She didn't post it. Somebody else did, apparently.
Did she express any remorse about it going viral?
No, not really. More, I think, just a sense of like sadness that she did not do it with that intent. Okay.
But as I saw that video, she had over 530,000 views. And it wasn't her agenda. She didn't push it. Somebody else saw it and said, you know, other people should see this.
Right.
So here's a half, right. here's a half a million people that it watched this woman basically tattletaling on the system itself. She was concerned more not for herself, but the fellow teachers and even the students themselves.
The students. Right. Right. Well, the head of the school board did apologize for that, because in between these two videos, there was a response by the school board to her original video, and oh well, there's two sides to every story, and you know, let's not make us look bad, you know. That was just her opinion. Well, they did apologize for that, and there was one statement that really rang true for me anyway. You are not there. You are not, like, on the front lines every day. And the head of the school board said, you know what, that must have hit her, too, because she acknowledged that.
Well, but not only that, now the principal of that school, the school board, you know, there's a half a million people, and God knows who these people are. Who is the half a million people that watch this video? Are they other administrators? Are they people that have been screaming at the top of their lungs to other people, look, these schools are destroying our children. They're not educating them.
It's not just the schools. I really hold, there again, who are the people who are in charge of popular culture? I hold that as a major influence on these kids too. But you know, parents have taken a back seat. Oh, we'll let you know, well, they're pretty busy trying to stay alive. I know, I've been down this road.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in the last 60 years, Pam, you know, back in the 60s, I was kind of a rabble rouser. I had long hair and bell bottoms, you know, peace, love, and dope, and the whole cultural shift. But somehow there was something that was still remaining in my heart and my soul and my very being, that when I saw things for what they really are, it snapped me back to reality. I don't see that happening with these kids, because there's nothing to snap back to. It's not
because
there.
The parents cannot teach something that
they don't
have.
No, that's right.
That's right. Right.
Yep.
They have it.
Pam, are you an educator? Are you an educator?
I came out of Head Start, and I work at a school in a support role.
Right.
And I love these kids.
I worked for Head Start. I worked for Head Start as well.
I love these kids. Man.
John, I thought you worked for Head Strong. I thought you worked for Head Strong.
No, that would be me.
Head Stubborn.
I'm the Head Strong.
But you know what?
I want you guys to take in, there's something you are not appreciating about where this future is going.
Huh?
Almost, it's projected that almost half of our children will be autistic in the not too distant future.
Yep.
Well, it's not, Pam, it's not something.
Who's
it's
going
Sam,
to
Pam,
care for these?
Pam?
Yes.
It's not missed on me. I think I've done a lot of reporting of where this stuff is coming from.
Right.
What you're trying to tell me is you're not taking this into the equation of you're going to have some neo-maxi zoomed weebies in your future that cannot be taught. Their actions cannot be corrected. There is going to be no hope for these kids.
Right.
None.
Right. I fear not just for our country. I fear for us, our families, what's left of them. And I'm fighting my own battle in my family, trying to keep it together. In fact, I sent the link for that video to my daughter and my son, who are out of town, out of state. And my son called me. I thought it was interesting that it moved him enough to prompt him to call me and say, Mom, That was going on when I was in school.
Wow. And that's what I said. Pam, I thank you for your call, dear.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time.
Short segment here. I want to cover this, Steve, before we move on.
Sure.
And I'd sent this over to Karen Smith, and ironically, maybe she didn't get the email because I didn't get anything back from her. We're talking about.
Well, John, let me tell you real quick here. She gets about 500 emails a day.
Okay, well.
And I kid you not, I talked to her just a couple of days ago, and she said, Steve, if I don't get yours right away or answer, it's because she gets about 500 emails a day, and she has to fish through them, or I have to call her and say, look at your email now, because of the South Africa thing going on right now. She gets a lot of email.
Yeah,
there you
go. And how many people dead down there? 85,000 people? News media
like
is nibbling around this thing. And Pope comes out, and all this information coming out about these predatory priests. He came out today and said, I'm not going to talk about it.
I saw that.
Wow. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Well, the ANC, the African National Congress, I'm going to go through this quickly. In 1963, a group of Jews founded the African National Congress. The ANC was founded by Lionel Bernstein, Bob Heppel, Dennis Goldberg, Arthur Goodreich, Hazel Goodreich, and James Cantor. With a few African frontmen, Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu, Govan Mbeki, father of Thabo Mbeki, whoever the hell he was, Rabin Malabi, and Ahmad Cathrada. In this, the ANC followed the model the Jews established when they founded the NAACP in the United States, with the exception that the ANC was much more violent and openly communist organization. These Jews and their African National Council received funding and support from both the Soviet Union and the United States CIA. In particular, Ruth First, the Jewish wife of Jewish Soviet KGB Colonel Joe Slavo, a leader of the South African Communist Party, was primarily responsible for funneling funds to the African National Congress. In 1966, the CIA financed the assassination of President Verwoerd, I think his name is pronounced, through their lone nut operative, Demetrio Sefatis, I think that's how it's pronounced, a Greek immigrant to South Africa. In particular, Oppenheimer's South African Foundation funneled CIA money to Hendrik van der Burg, the South African security police, and John Voister, the Minister of Justice, who were the two men recruited Tefatis to assassinate Verwoerd, whoever that guy was. Now, by the 1970s, the Jewish campaign to subvert South Africa was having no effect. The economy was unaffected by sanction and communist unrest was minimal, though much was made of it in the Jewish-owned elements of the U.S. press. In 1978, the CIA recruited Pit Botha, the South African foreign minister, as a spy and used him to subvert the South African government. Working with Samuel Huntington and Chester Crocker, Botha was assigned to undermine and alter the attitudes of South African government regarding black rule. Botha recruited ministers of sports, Pete Kornhoff, and head of military intelligence general, I think this is Tini Groenwald, to the CIA and the Jewish operation. Groenwald, in particular, passed on the names of the Afrikaner nationalist and white rights activist to MI6 and the CIA, and arranged for acts of violence and harassment, COINTELPRO style, against Boer activists in the country. In the late 70s and early 80s, the banking families, Oppenheimer in particular, began to speculate in the Rand for the purpose of devaluing the currency. Inflation rose to 7%, and growth fell by 3%, with inflation reaching 16% in the early 80s. In 1989, a Freemason with ties to B'nai B'rith, the Jewish Masonic fraternity, which controls the ADL, was elected president of South Africa. And you'll recognize this name, President Frederick de Klerk, was a Jewish-backed candidate with ties to the International Zionist Establishment. De Klerk worked for and eventually achieved the Jewish goal of black rule in South Africa. Today, South Africa's central bank is run by a Jew named Gil Marcus, with a black frontman named Tito Mwembe, I think it is, taking instructions. Trevor Manuel, a Jew, is the Minister of Finance. Alec Irwin, a Jew, is the Minister of Trade and Industry. Helena Dolny, the Jewish ex-wife of KGB Colonel Joe Slovo, runs the land bank. Ronnie Kasrils, a Jew, is the Minister of Water Affairs and Forestry. Louis Tagger, a Jew, is the chairman of the railway system. Spoonet Michael Katz, a Jew, is the chief consultant on taxation. Meyer Kahn, a Jew, is the managing director of the police service. Three Jews, Richard Goldstone, Arthur Clarkson, and Albert Sachs, sit on the South African Supreme Court. What has happened in South Africa under the name of democracy and diversity has been the Jewish takeover of their country. As with all Jewish governments, the South Africa is now a failed nation. It is poor. It is crime-ridden. It is not safe to walk the streets. Any of this sound familiar to you?
Yes. You know, the first thing that pops into mind when I know somebody wants to take over a portion of a country, I say, what are the mineral rights? What do they want this piece of land so much for? And as we always say, it's always about the money, John. And there is something other than diamonds.
Steve, you and I have had this discussion before. No, it is not just about the money. This is about installing communism.
That's true, too.
That's the main objective of this. The money is just the payment. The money is just the payment. Who do you think is behind this globalism?
Soros.
Okay.
No, George Soros is a big part of this globalism push, right? Don't you think so? I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the richest. He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. He's the biggest push behind socialism right now. And I got to say that it is, we may disagree on this, it is about money. Everything's about money, John. Everything's about money. Resources, gold, diamonds, mineral rights, North Korea.
What's more important to them? They already have the corner on the money market. They control everything. They control governments. They control people. Right. The policy here is for total control and destroy that which makes the money. Now, that might get a little bendy in some people's minds. Well, why would they do that? You know, money is everything. I heard Steve Alkin say it. It's all about the money. It is about control. And, yeah, it's about the resource. Most assuredly, Steve, it is about the resource. Okay, but that's the payment.
Let me make a point here. Greed is an illness, John. How much money does Bill Gates need? How much money do these people need? They're very sick. They're ill people. Greed is an illness. It's a sickness. They can never get enough.
Yeah.
They want more money. They want more resources.
But that's the defect in their personality. What is their goal? What are they doing? Why are they there?
Control.
Bingo.
If you control people through the resources, you control them through the resources. You control them through the banking. You can control them through the resources, the water, everything they have. If you control those resources, you control the people.
But at the very heart of this is the internationalist bankster gangsters that wanted their one world government and a bunch of slaves to keep feeding them. But they also are a benevolent sort. They're going to relieve people of all the stress. They only want to get rid of 70-75%. They figured, hey, a couple billion people left on the face of the earth with all of what we accumulated, we're going to be just fine. And we won't be in any danger of being dethroned because we're going to run every damn thing and everybody. That's the tragedy of this.
Well, you know, John, with thinking, that kind of thinking, and yes, they do want to bring down the population to about 400 million to 500 million in the entire world. Somebody out there is saying, I'm going to invest in frickin' coffins, building coffins or crematoriums where they can cremate bodies. You see what I'm saying? There's always somebody.
I understand the hangers money. And the clingers on and the people that have no conscience that they shouldn't even be a part of the human race. I get that. But what it does is, in my way of thinking, it derails from the real target. I am done hacking at branches. I want to pull this son of a gun up by the roots. I'm not talking about proclivities that people have and their weaknesses or their ability to cash in on anybody and anything. You know, whether you say whether it's buying coffins for all the dead people. Do you think they're really going to be interested in burying people in coffins? Nah, it's going to be big funeral pyres. There's going to be too many bodies to go around digging holes and sticking them in little boxes and throwing them 6 foot under. No. It's not going to be that polite. These people are psychopaths. Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny.
How you doing?
Hi.
I have a question for Mr. Elkins. Is your soul about money?
I'm not about money at all. I don't know why you would ask a question like that. Why do you ask a question like that?
Because you're saying it's about the money. Okay.
I'm saying the root of evil is money. The root of evil is money in this world. Look at all the corruption, the crime. If it's not for money, it's for sex. It's for power over people. Money is a motivator for corruption. Look at all the crimes we have. Why do they do it? Why does a guy knock a bank off? For a freaking money. It's about money. Everything is about money. Politicians are on the take. What are they on take for?
No, can I say something, man? Can I say something? I called in, you went off. Now, you've been going off for a while. Now, let me just say something. It doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. It said the love of money is the root of all evil.
Bingo.
It's what you put into it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to hear that. It's what you put into it. So
okay, it's their cocaine. Money is their cocaine. They need their cocaine.
Well,
okay?
It's not mine, sir. It's not mine. And you can sit here and they can sit here and tell me that it was about the money for John McCain. It was about the money that he did what he did. It's about the money for the likes of Barack Obama. But me, sir, I happen to know that I have a soul. All right? And that, without that, you are nothing in this world.
Why are you yelling? Why are you yelling?
Because, Steve, Hank, Lenny, 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 Lenny,
Lenny,
Lenny, slow your roll, man. Just slow your roll. I think you were a little misinterpreting here, and don't jump on my bandwagon because I admonish Steve. I've done this with other hosts in the past when I want to make certain that people are getting the point. Okay, so don't beat up on him.
No, just make your point. I don't care. You can make your point.
No, he already has.
Just calm down, Lenny. Just calm down. Okay?
Okay.
Calm down.
No, I'm fine. Just listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening right here.
It's not the money. The money is an inanimate object. Okay? You take a dollar, you boil it, crush it up, throw it on the ground. It doesn't make a sound. Okay? It is about the love of money. It's the individual and things that we're being taught.
Okay,
we're being taught that the materialism is what matters. The materialism dies as in the body. It's the soul that goes on for an eternity that creates another form of energy that someone else gets to feed on because it did not achieve a certain level of conscious awareness. That's what it's about, sir.
Lenny, you lit up my phones, my friend. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. He's a passionate guy, and I've never caught I never caught this guy being off base. Don in Michigan. Hello, Don.
John?
Yes.
Hey, John. In 1848, there was a Jewish uprising in Europe, and a lot of them fled, and a lot of them fled into Wisconsin, so you can see the similarities between that and South Africa.
Well, you know what's fascinating to me? The State Department just came out, and I've warned people, and I've told them repeatedly. I don't know if it registers with them or not, but the State Department just came out and said that, hey, you know, we're cool with the South African government changing their constitution. Now, to me, that spells a direct tie between this government and the murders that are going on in South Africa. I just told people that the CIA was involved in doing the flip down there. The State Department has been involved up to their eyeballs, especially going back to the 50s. They've been operating unabated for 60, 70 years. You know, we talk about it's time to drain the swamp. These are just not people that are opposing Donald Trump. These are the people that are in on the takedown of this country. And these sons of buggers should be marched up against the wall and shot. Only after, and I'm not advocating open violence here, be charged with treason against their own country, tried, found guilty, and then for treason, the penalty is death. It has to. Don, I don't know which other way to put this. This is so close in America. This is what's been keeping me up nights. I see this split in this division politically now in this country with all the people that are inside this government that's feeding this beast and will not stand up against it. We're done. We are done. If we do not stop it, and I mean now.
Well, we can't have a civil war against them because that's what they want. They want to shoot more.
Well, and then
we want to talk to people and people are very receptive right now. They know something's wrong in the country.
Yeah, but how are they hearing it? Okay, Don, I'm going to let you get out everything on your mind, but I'm going to interject stuff as you're speaking. How is that going to be possible? They're shutting everything down. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid of the people that have been parroting the truth to other people. They're pulling them off social platforms. They're pulling them down everywhere. I just posted a story here. The ADL picked on a guy and defunded him through the credit card companies because they said he was a bad guy and he was hateful. Where's the due process in this? There is none. And the very people that wrote these anti-hate laws are the very people that hate America so much they've been hard at it for a lot of years to destroy it.
Yep.
And people have come to me, Don, and says it's the Jesuits. I know who my enemy is when those words come out of their mouths. Jesuits, nope. My butt.
The good news is rope is reusable.
Well, I'll tell you what. Those are fancy little words. But I'm telling you what. If we started today and didn't quit for the next 6, 7, 8, 10 years, it may already be too late. That's why I stay awake at nights. Because I feel this. I feel it impending with the inability to stop it. And there's going to be a whole lot of good people who are going to end up dead. But guess what? They got more fools to make people like me dead. God.
Well, we got to go down fighting.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And you have been fighting.
Well, this isn't the fight yet. This isn't even the fight yet. This is just a warm-up.
That is.
This is just a warm-up. People in this country do not know what this looks like when it happens to them. Look all around you, Don. There isn't... Hell, if people are paying attention, they even give a damn. If there is enough left in their psyche, as me, the troublemaker when I was a kid back in the 60s, I was able to be snapped back because there was something to be snapped back to. In this country today, there's nothing. Half of these people would much rather see you and me and people like Steve Elkins or my friend that just called in from Cali. They'd much rather see them dead because they've got soul, they've got a heart, they've got a conscience, and they're angry. And you're right, Don. You just said something that I have not brought up, and you are exactly right. This is exactly what they want to happen. They want a civil war.
Well, the one worry that they have is the military guys that they've trained to shoot and kill people, that those guys might one day decide that, you know, I've had enough. I'm going to go out for a drive, like Matt Bracken says, and they'll take out one and then leave. Just like Solzhenitsyn told us, you know, he waited with fire pokers in the hallway and threw the KGB out in the streets. It would have been a different thing because they've only got followers.
Don, let me ask you a question. Do you believe the Jews are behind communism?
Well, Mordecai Hess, all these guys that have been pushing the communism are Jews.
Do you believe Jews are behind the move for global order? Yes or no?
Yep. Yes.
Then do me a favor. The next time a person looks at you and says, oh, I think it's the Jesuits. I had people on this very network doing this. They brought a whole gang of people in with them that absolutely wanted to see me eviscerated. They wanted me eliminated. These people are known.
The Jesuits are run by the Jews.
Yep. You got it, brother. The only difference between the two is the color of their yarmulke. But yes, you are absolutely correct. Jews have been around a hell of a lot longer than the Catholic Church has.
There's a report out there that's on, you can go to archive and find it. It's the Russia number one report. It's about when the Bolsheviks took over Russia and all the different reports from different people.
And
it is just horrifying.
And look at the perversion coming out of the Roman Catholic Church when the Pope today says that he's not going to discuss what's been going on with their Catholic priests in the diocese in the United States. And this is going on all over the world unabated, and it's covered up. Pope on a rope time.
Yeah. It's amazing that nobody in Congress has jumped on this. We need it.
That tells you how compromised they are, Steve. That tells you how compromised they are.
I know. It's pretty sickening. I mean, they call people on the carpet for a lot of other things, and here we have something terrible going on, and we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to have an investigation.
Do you think the idiot comedian from Al Franken, do you think that he voluntarily resigned because he was just a little fresh with a woman on an airplane grabbing her boob as she slept? No, there's much more to this man that wasn't revealed to the public. You think breast grabbing is an impeachable or you need to resign event? He's a comedian. That could have been dismissed. There's more to this evil little bastard than was ever reported to the public. That's why he resigned. That's why you're seeing the resignation of a lot of people, because there's more where that came from. Much, much more.
You know, John, what bothers me about this whole thing, not the atrocity itself, it's terrible what thinking priests and young boys, but the Pope actually coming out and said, well, that happened a long time ago, and evidently supposedly said that there's nothing that really can be done about that because there's the statute of limitations is far exceeded, and therefore what happened in the past has happened in the past, and it was bad, but we move on.
Okay, here's the announcement. The Pope of Rome is an evil bastard. He is the spawn of the devil himself.
Okay, making my other point. You go after Bill Cosby for what, 10, 15 years ago, supposedly allegations, accusations of what he did. You can go after somebody 15 years ago like Bill Cosby, but we can't go back in time with all the children that have been harmed by the pedophilia. And not a damn thing can happen now because the statute of limitations is over. Does that make sense to you? 15 years ago, back to go haunt Bill Cosby, but we'll let these priests go that violated children because statute of limitations is over.
That affects the impressionable ones for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
These are worse than perverts to get in and corrupt a young mind. You know, and just as a little aside to try to get myself to cool off here, that song that I play, I think we ought to exit this broadcast today with my song.
Which one? Big Bad John?
No.
What's the other one?
The one they never play on the air.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I like that song.
Yes.
Yes.
The Perverters. I mean, this is why this guy didn't get airtime with that record, because he spelled it out. You people twisting your rings. You people that are cheating on your husbands and wives, the people that are... And he was talking about predatory, corrupting the youth. That's why you never heard that record on an AM or FM station ever. Because I'm surprised Bob Seger is still around. I knew the guy. I had a beer with the guy. I got to know him. Holy mackerel. Oh, man, I am just all bundled up inside here today. Chris in Cleveland. Hello, Chris. Chris?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I heard you. I got to get in on this with you and Steve Elkins out there. Florida? Or is that Jacksonville or something?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. What?
Yeah, I heard you and Steve Elkins. I'm kind of been tuning in and out of your show this evening. And I came in and I heard you talking, I don't know, it was about Alex Jones or something, and viral videos and tranny porn. And can you? I was laughing. I didn't know what I was laughing at.
You should not jump around so much, my friend. Fred in Michigan, you're up next. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, Fred.
By what logic do we send our youth to battle tyranny on foreign soil while we refuse to do so in our courts? As you know, many of the planks of the Communist Manifesto are now represented by U.S. law. How is it possible for Americans to denounce communism and practice it simultaneously?
At the same time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's because if you don't, you know, none dare call it treason. And if you do, you're not around. You know, I mean, this is the most amazing thing. I think we've got to start using the term for what it is. Forget the little socialism and the feel-good snowflake people. Just call it what it is, communism.
Yeah, and John, these are Bolshevik. I saw this KSA label. Patrick Slattery is bringing up, you know, all this. I'm thinking KSA. Oh, yeah, Khazar. Sabbatean. Ashkenazi. Open conspiracy, folks. KSA. Khazar Ashkenazi. Khazar Sabbatean. Sabbatai Zeeb, 1666. What did he do? He infiltrated, I forgot, Lark knows. He infiltrated the Roman Catholic hierarchy. You know, most of the cardinals have names like Spellman. And they own the treasury, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia of 1905. That is the Rothschild Bank of England. Steve, what's his name? The guy that you brought up from Hungary, the Hungary Talmudic Satanic Jew.
I got no idea. Unless you're specific here, I've got no idea, and I can't sit here and patch up your dialogue, okay?
He's a Satanic Jew. What I'm getting at is these are all Satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic. Remember? All of the secret society entities were either created or infiltrated. There's a documentary called 100 Secret Societies Prove Who Rules America. You're right. It's not about money. That's their blood oath allegiance to Hasatan, Satan, their god. And their god says, kill Yahuwah's people.
Well, I find it rather fascinating with that argument, Fred, because those that do not believe in God, a lot of people are atheists that are out doing this, and they'll do anything that they, because there's no self-control here. You know, there is a reason why we have religion and we have laws. It's for a structure of society. But these people, and it's rather fascinating to me because a lot of them don't even believe in God, but they're out there worshiping the devil, which absolutely makes no sense to me whatsoever.
That's the school system. That's the school system, okay?
It's a little bit bigger than that, yeah.
There's no absolutes, okay? So the culture destroyers are deceiving, manipulating, and exploiting. By deception, thou shalt do war. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels nor your arms. Crouch down. Lick the hands that feed you.
Yeah.
May your chains set lightly upon your necks, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen.
You know, I wish more people. I talked to Anita Untersee. She called me today about this movie, Revelation, The Dawn of Global Government. And a few people have sent me an email. I guess not too many people are watching it. It's free. You can't even give it away to them free. This is what fires people back up in the patriotism to their country and what they're being patriotic for. And people can't even bother themselves to watch the damn movie. I don't know if we're doing the right thing here. Should we just, is this preordained that we lose this country and they win? Is it?
I don't know, John. I think back about the people that suffered through the Dresden firebombing and the other, five cities of Germany, and then, 9 million after World War II? The German civilians were being murdered. Okay.
Yeah. That information came out on that documentary. That how many hours was that? 6 hour documentary. Hitler, the greatest story never told. There is so much factual information in there that people refuse to watch it because Hitler's a bad guy. Well, Hitler wasn't that great of a guy, but he wasn't that bad either.
And
people will not go and see it because they have it in their heads. Well, I know what I know, and I'm not going to listen to that. When you get to that point, if I ever got to that point behind this microphone, I become useless to myself or anybody else. When you won't look at information and you won't disseminate what you've learned to be the truth. Fred, I've got to run. I've got other callers I've got to get to. Alan in Nevada. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John. I lost you, I think.
No, I'm still here, Alan. We're running out of time.
Oh, okay. I guess I had an incoming call I'm going to ignore. Here's a letter written by Baruch Levy to Karl Marx. It kind of puts things here.
Are you going to read the whole letter?
Well, it's two small paragraphs.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, the Jewish people as a whole will become its one Messiah. It will attain world domination by the dissolution of other races, by the abolition of frontiers and the annihilation of monarchy, and by the establishment of a world republic in which the Jews will everywhere exercise privileged citizenship. In this new world order, the children of Israel will furnish all the leaders without encountering opposition. The governments of the different peoples forming the world republic will fall without difficulty into the hands of the Jews. It will then be possible for the Jewish rulers to abolish private property and everywhere to make use of the resources of the state. Thus will the promise of the Talmud be fulfilled, in which it is said that the messianic time is come. The Jews will have all the property of the whole world in their hands. That's it, John.
And what? In what era was that written? Do you happen to know the year?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, if you find,
I was just
for my own curiosity, if you find out when that was written, I'd very much like to know. All right, Alan, we got to keep moving here. We're about out of time.
Okay.
I thank you so much, Kurt in Illinois. Hello, Kurt.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, with this school thing you were talking about tonight, I'll tell you what, both my parents were school teachers. My dad quit teaching in 1975 because they stopped him from paddling kids. And he had taught 26 years. And the state of Ohio let him buy his 4 years in the military. And in 1978, my mom quit teaching after 38 years because they said she had to buy insurance in case she slapped a kid. So... This has been going on for over 40 years.
Oh, it's been going on for a very long time. You know, I'm going to have to talk to and I want to bring up Charlotte Iserby, but this woman, she's 80, going to be 87 years old, and she's got, she's got so much information. It's hard to corral her in. I think the only way that I'm going to be able to do an interview with her is to be at her place, sitting across from the table, so I can I can keep this stuff centered. And on point. All right, Kurt, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. I've got a very bad feeling here, Steve. You know me. I'm all full of piss and vinegar, and let's fight. But this, I've had this feeling, this heavy, oppressive feeling, and it's. I'm not wearing well under this. I am not doing well.
You know, John, what's always bothered me is that where's that fighting spirit, like the Minutemen, you know, to beat back the evildoers here, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you watch the free movie?
The free movie.
It's on our website, Revelation.
No, I didn't. No, right down. The
okay.
free movie.
Okay, Steve.
I'll check it.
Steve. It goes to the point of what you just said. That's the whole point of this movie. Where are the men that created this country? Where's the moral code? Where's the principles? Where are the standards? Right. That's what this movie is about. Answers your question.
I will check it out.
Oh, I certainly hope that you do. And bring it up on your big screen. You got access to the internet?
Yeah, of course I do.
Bring it up on the big screen. And I know your little couch is there, and I know the comfy spot. So bring that up tonight and watch it.
I'll do.
I want to hear what your opinion is.
You got it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Folks, I'm only going to say it quickly and succinctly. We need money. We got bills to pay. Support us, or we're going to go bye-bye. And probably we all will. I don't know what's stopping it. Maybe the hand of God or a good Texas tailwind. Don't know at this point. But I know one thing for sure, within the sphere of my influence and control, if we don't pay the bills, we don't get to talk. You don't pay, you don't play. Play that, screw the break, give me Bob Seger. Let me go out with that. You know, you were on the phone to my other board op, and I think I said, you know, let's play that at the end of the show. All right, never mind. Just go.
For foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.